This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we were told yesterday that Donald Trump Jr. and his wife, Vanessa, are getting a divorce. And I guess Vanessa Hayden Trump is the one that filed for divorce Thursday afternoon in a Manhattan court. Vanessa Hayden Trump is 40 years old. She's seeking an uncontested divorce to end her 12-year marriage with Donald Trump Jr., who is the president's, I believe, oldest son. Mr. Trump is 40 years old. He is the eldest of five children from President Trump's first wife, I believe. Three marriages. Donald Trump has five children from three different moms, which I believe Ivanka or Ivana. Is it Ivana? I always mix up Ivana and Ivanka. I think Ivana Trump was his mother. Apparently, Donald Trump Jr. met his wife, Vanessa. Beautiful. A good-looking couple. And she's a former model. When Donald Trump introduced them at a 2003 fashion show. They married in 2005 at Mar-a-Lago at the family's club in Palm Beach. You have five children. And in a joint statement, they said, after 12 years of marriage, we've decided to go our separate ways. It's sad. It's sad to see a marriage fall apart. We will always have tremendous respect for each other and our families. We have five beautiful children together, and they remain our top priority. We ask for your privacy during this time, and I think they should get it. The couple live in Midtown Manhattan, and I guess on the weekends they are in the Catskills. And Donald Trump Jr.'s brother, Eric, who's 6 years younger, he and his brother took over the management of the Trump Organization. Pretty stressful. I mean, when we stop, we try to go, okay, why would they divorce now? And we want them to have privacy, but news outlets are still going to talk about it. Because, you know, this really kind of hits home. Whether you agree with anybody politically or not, whether they're a celebrity you like or not, when you see a family, a union with five kids, and you think they are going to be able to defy the statistics of divorce, which now happens in more than 50% of relationships, you want to kind of try to, you know, intellectualize and find out why, dissect it, what went wrong. Personally, I think that sort of running a company, being in the public eye, being a relative of the president, that's got to be hard. That's got to be hard. Not that I played a violin, okay? You know, I would love to be in the White House, eat off the White House china, tell Donald Trump what I think, you know, the economy needs with health care. I would love to be running around that place. Going, oh, hi, President Trump. Hi, Dahlia. It's Dr. Dahlia to you. What do you want? Well, I think Obamacare sucks. Me too. What else is new? So I think you should do this. I would do that. Like at dinner? I'd be like sitting there at dinner going, let me run healthcare, please, President, and pass the salt. I would ask, how does that work, by the way? Do you ask the President to pass you the salt? Or are there people standing behind the President that will pass you the salt? By the way, you guys shouldn't be adding salt to your food. What the hell are you thinking? But I would just ask for the salt just to see if I could get the President to pass me the salt. That would be just really, really cool. Now I get to see him go get your damn self. Oh, President Trump, I would like some butter. Can you pass the butter, please? No. Can I try some of your hash browns? No. So that's got to be hard. But I think a lot of us are wondering why now. You know, when marriages have problems, it usually goes on for a while. So, was the divorce destined to happen before the election? Was the marriage fine? And because of the election, everything going on, it just got bad? You have a lot of people out there that stick it out. You know, I hear people talking, going, why didn't she stick it out? She gets to be in the public eye. She gets to be that close to the president's family. I don't know. Okay? I don't know. Somebody had suggested she was fired. And that's why she's filing for divorce. In fact, we're being told, and again, I do not want to dispel any wrong news, but we're being told her counsel for the divorce is also a criminal attorney. I don't think we need to read anything into that. But, you know, a lot of you guys out there stick it out. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We're taught, those of us that are old school, you stick it out. You stick it out for the kids. You make it work. New school now is saying, no, the kids don't want to see a mom and dad fighting, a mom and dad in separate bedrooms, a mom and dad that's not unified. If dad isn't happy or mom isn't happy, the kids aren't happy. And so they're starting to study more what is better for the kids. And, you know, those of us that are old school, we're like, no family unity, you know, having a new dad in the picture or a new mom in the picture could, you know, mess things up. Well, that's because we, you know, grew up with stories of stepdad assaulting or stepmom beating you and, you know, things like that. But people have made it work. People have made it work very, very well, where stepmom and stepdad love the kids, raise them like their own, and there's still family unity and love. Remember, the kids, is it that they need unity or do they need safety and security? To some kids, mom and dad splitting completely mess up their security. For others, they're like, as long as somebody's home when I need to be home and somebody's there for me to talk to, I'm secure. So the definition is different. You know, you'll hear child psychologists go, kids need this, kids need that, and they do. There are essential things that kids need. But then it starts to get subjective. Okay, me, I didn't like my parents. I had better days when I was only with one parent at a time. When they were both there, it was rough. I remember praying for them to get divorced. I hated my childhood. I hated growing up, and I hated the way they were with us when they were together. Now, that's not a good thing for a child to do, but that wouldn't fit the mold that we're being told. See? Oh, did that rhyme? Sorry, guys. Don't mean to rap while I do the show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I know you guys are going to be out late because it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Wowee. All right. Well, maybe it's not officially right now, but anyway, for those of us celebrating St. Patrick's Day, I think everybody is. All of a sudden, I'm Irish. Congratulations. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. I don't know if Jason's Irish. Well, you're not? Okay, because I was going to say you showed up to work. So, if anybody that didn't show up to work because they were out drinking probably is Irish. Okay. Jesus. I don't know. Maybe Nordic? I don't know. I think he's Scandinavian. I think Jason's Scandinavian. That's my guess. Okay, what are you?
I'm half French.
Ah, bonjour. What's the other half?
Well, a quarter of that's Czech, and the other part's all messed up.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I don't understand why Czechoslovakia, we don't celebrate any Czechoslovakia days. That'd be pretty cool. You know why? Because we can't spell Czechoslovakia in America. you know, it's very easy. This Ireland is great, but Czechoslovakia is too difficult, so we don't want to make ourselves look dumber than we are. So anyway, St. Patrick's Day. All right, so a lot of people are celebrating that. Apparently, St. Patrick was a real saint. Apparently, according to History.com, he lived during the 5th century. He is the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland. He was born in Roman Britain, but remember we talked about this last year. He was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He later escaped, but then he came back to Ireland. And he has been credited with bringing Christianity to the Irish people. In the centuries following St. Patrick's death, believed to have been on March 17th, 461, there's been a lot of mythology surrounding his life. And that started to become ingrained in Irish culture. There was the legend that he explained the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, using the three leaves of a native Irish clover, hence the shamrock. Even though we sit and search for four-leaf clovers, he used the typical three-leaf clover to explain the Trinity. So, since around the 9th or 10th century, people in Ireland have been observing the Roman Catholic feast day of St. Patrick on March 17th. It's a huge holiday. But the first parade held to honor St. Patrick's Day took place not in Ireland, but in the United States. The U.S. is big with parades. I don't know why. I'm not a big parade fan. You stand there, and you stand there, and then people come. You see the people coming down the street, and you're like, all right, I see them. They're like, no, I still got to stand here. You can't be rude. And then they keep coming down the street and they're waving. You're like, okay, they're going to fatigue. Their arm is going to fatigue. And they're going to stop smiling by the time they get to you. Keeps coming. And then the float comes and you look at this float and you're like, I could have made it better. I'm not talking about any of these parades. Macy Day, whatever. Then they're passing by you. You're like, don't look at me. Please don't look at me. I don't want people to think that I'm standing here with nothing to do at a parade. And then they keep walking. And then you look at their butts. And you're like, okay, well, now what? And then somebody points and goes, here's the next one. I gotta do this all again. I don't understand why we Americans are so big with parades. But anyway, they say the first parade to honor St. Patrick's Day took place in the U.S. on March 17th, 1762. Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched through New York City. There was music. Soldiers got to connect with their Irish roots. Irishmen serving the English army had a lot of fun, so it was good. Then they said over the next 35 years, Irish patriotism among American immigrants flourished. And they said there was this rise of the so-called Irish aid societies, like the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the Hibernian Society. Each group would hold these annual parades with bagpipes, which was actually more of a Scottish army type of thing. But anyway, I guess the Irish did bagpipes too. They say in 1848, several New York Irish aid societies decided to unite their parades to make one official New York City St. Patrick's Day parade. They say the parade is the world's oldest civilian parade and the largest in the United States with over 150,000 participants. And nearly 3 million people line the 1.5 million parade route to watch the procession. The St. Patrick's Day Parade takes more than 5 hours. Now, if the average person is drinking and already celebrating, they're going to consume a lot of alcohol, which is something we're also going to talk about when we talk about binge drinking. So, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Savannah also celebrate the day. There's parades that usually have thousands of people in it. So, Irish America, I guess in the mid-19th century, most Irish immigrants in America were members of the Protestant middle class, they said. And then when the Great Potato Famine hit in Ireland in 1845, close to 1 million poor Irish Catholics began pouring into America to escape starvation. And then, I know, when we eat French fries, I tell my kids, I go, I see you pound 3-4 French fries at a time. Just stop for a second and remember the potato famine. And appreciate your potato. Appreciate that French fry you're eating. And they do. They stop for a second. And I just like to do that to make them feel guilty. We moms like to make them feel guilty. So, unfortunately, many of them got menial jobs. And a lot of the immigrants had trouble finding even many of these other jobs. And so, unfortunately, there were a lot of older cartoons and newspapers would portray people as Irish, as drunk, and whatever. And no, not entirely so. Okay? The average Englishman, Scot, American, I think, drinks just as much as an Irish, okay? So, eventually, in 1948, President Harry Truman attended New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade. He was very, very happy. He was excited. And then, did we officially make, I don't know if we officially made it a day in America. I don't think we ever proclaimed it. I think we should. But, boy, do people like to celebrate. Apparently, in Chicago, they dye the Chicago River green. Back in 1962, city pollution control workers used dyes to trace illegal sewage discharges and realized that the green dye might provide a really cool way to celebrate the holiday. So that year, they released 100 pounds of green vegetable dye into the river to keep it green for a week. And in order to minimize environmental damage, only 40 pounds of the dye is used, and the river turns green for only a few hours. And then Savannah, Georgia, I think, said that idea came from them. So there's a little bit of, you know, fighting here going, wait a second, we came up with that. All right. Their first river turning green dates back to 1813. All right. Apparently, a lot of people like to put stuff in the river. If you pee in water, it turns green, too. I mean, I've seen our pool turn colors. So anyway, St. Patrick's Day, usually it's a religious occasion in Ireland. A lot of us drink, get stupid. But I appreciate the Irish. I really, really do. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, speaking of drinking, we're hearing Americans drink more than 17 billion alcoholic beverages a day. 17 billion a year. And binge drinkers will drink an average of 7 drinks at a time. That's according to the CDC. So 37 million Americans, 17% of the adult population, have reported binge drinking. So what is binge drinking? That's, if you're a woman, drinking 4 or more drinks in one party or one setting. 5 or more drinks for men. Many people binge even more than that. They say the average number of episodes per binge drinker is roughly 1 a week or 53 a year. And if we drink 7 drinks per session, they figured out the math, 17.5 billion beverages consumed during binges nationwide. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, 4 drinks in one sitting, how many hours is that? Well, technically what you do at Super Bowl could be binge drinking. Or during March Madness, you know, on a day when you're watching a whole bunch of games. I mean, you know, you start maybe at 2. Then you finish that beer, you'll get another one at 2:30. Maybe you'll grab another one at 3:30. Get to halftime, talking football. After halftime finishes, you grab another beer, now you're at 3. You're at the fourth quarter, and at the end you're celebrating, now you get a 5th drink. So it adds up. It adds up a lot. And this was a phone-based survey being reported by Newsweek that 1 in 5 Americans reported binge drinking. They say non-Hispanic white people had the highest rates of binge drinking. College graduates, of course, had a higher prevalence of it, 19%. So states in the Midwest, Upper Midwest, and New England had some of the highest drinking. And then men accounted for 72%. Of these binge drinking episodes. Guys, alcohol is linked to cancer. I know everybody goes, oh, alcohol's safe for you and it helps your heart. No, 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 not binge drinking. Your body does not want the toxins. It doesn't know what to do with that. There's too much sugar that you consume with binge drinking and alcohol. And your liver can only take so much. So for those of you that don't think you binge drink and you do some shots, you have some chasers, you need to stop and rethink what you're doing. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a huge headline this week was how Americans aren't saving. At least 20% don't even bother to put any money into savings. And millennials are getting a lot of the credit for those numbers. And there's there was an article published this week by Yoav Vilner in CNBC, giving us some money-saving tricks for millennials. Now, anytime there's a money-saving tip for somebody younger than me, I listen, because we're living longer, and I might as well try to benefit from some of the information we're giving millennials. Nobody's really given, you know, information to us, you know, middle-aged folk. So we're going to have to hijack it from the younger people getting all the, you know, attention. Consumers know where their retailers know exactly who to target. It's all about the millennials. They're the ones online all the time. I see baby boomers online. I see us generation Am I Generation X? I don't know. All right, growing up in the 80s, us Generation Xers, right, we're online a lot, but it's all about the millennial. So I apologize that this article is entitled 10 Money-Saving Tricks for Millennials. But Yoav Vilner did a good job with this. So, one, he says, pick the right credit card. Now, when it comes to younger kids and students, and some of us have kids like I do, all right, they'll take a credit card and they'll take anything that looks good. And I remember when I was in college, there were these credit card brochures all over the place with horrible interest rate. But I didn't care. I wanted to start my get a credit loan. I realized I couldn't get my own apartment unless I had a credit history. So what I decided to do was get a credit card and just charge, you know, the bare minimum each month, pay it off each month so I wouldn't have to pay a dime in interest. I've actually been pretty fortunate with not paying credit card interest. I've been pretty good with that, luckily. But I hardly charge stuff to credit cards. And then if I could pay it off in full, no skin off my back. So he says many students make the mistake of waiting until after college to get their first credit card. This means that when it's time for them to get an apartment, they have no credit history to back them up. So don't be afraid of getting a credit card in college. Credit card companies make cards for students that make it almost impossible to overspend, and you build credit while you're at it. Now, most students are secured cards, so they're backed up by a one-time deposit that'll go towards any late payments. So they may do that in case they think you're going to fudge on the bill. Now, for those of you with bad credit, and a lot of people do, the recession destroyed our credit, all right, some of these credit cards will allow you to reapply. And then you can start building your credit with those credit cards. Again, you want to be careful. Try not to miss any payments. Then they say to track your credit. They say knowing your credit is the first step towards improving or understanding your finances. If you start paying attention sooner than later, you're better off. And there's a lot of tools out there that track your credit, like CreditWise, Capital One, and they could show you your credit for free, whether you're a customer or not. Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. So you want to know what your number is. And I got to tell you something. For those of us that are really number-oriented, whether it comes to weight or money or grades or scores, right, if we see our number and we want to see it go up a few months later, we may be more willing to work on our credit score. So very, very cool. Then they say to open an online savings account. How does a millennial not have an online savings account at this time? But everything we do online, why not have your bank account online? They're safe as traditional banks, offer higher rates of return, they say. I have a credit union. When I was a student at UNLV, you got to get in with a credit union, and the interest was better at the credit union. I don't really know what other benefits my credit union offers besides better rates. I'm not that good when it comes to that. But for any of you that have an opportunity through a job to get into a credit union, try to get a credit union account. I just noticed that, you know, when I bought a car, the interest rate was better. And, I don't know, with the moneymaker account, not that I have any money in there. They say, Discover and Capital One have savings accounts. You can have money directly deposited to the account. Nice. They also recommend to buy a used car if you have to buy a car at all. They say, if you have to buy a car, don't go for the high lease or the newest model. Buy used cars. Okay? You can pay it off at once. You don't have to hopefully have loan payments. You could also settle for catastrophic car insurance instead of more comprehensive insurance that lenders require. That's true. The car I bought, my new car, I don't want to say new, but I have to drive about 34 miles to work. I live across town from where I work and across from the studio. So I go to the studio first, then I go teach at Toro University of Nevada. And so I easily pack on about 50 miles a day on my car. And so I gave my son my Jeep because it wasn't good gas mileage and he needed a car for school and I couldn't take him to school. And I was so mad about giving him a car. I had to bust my butt to get my little Chevy Chevette when I was in college with no air conditioning. Spent $1,800 on that car. $1,800. It was a used car and it worked. There was no air conditioning, but what am I going to do? So I live in Vegas, so it sucked. But you know what? I was proud of that little bugger. So anyway, that was my Chevy Chevette. I had that. So anyway, he got my Jeep. Boy, he's spoiled. And I went to CarMax, and CarMax had a car on the lot with less than 10,000 miles. And, of course, it was a lot cheaper than buying a new car. So I bought that. Does it have issues? Yeah. Makes some noise. I have issues with the sound system and stuff, but it works. Air conditioning works, and it fits my size butt. So absolutely, used cars are the way to go as long as you could get a good warranty on it. And if it is a piece of crap car, if you guys ever heard the song by Adam Sandler, "Your car is a piece of blank," you got to listen to that song. It's a good song. But anyway, you don't have to get the fanciest, schmanciest insurance on it because it's a piece of crap. Very cool. They also recommend to get a side hustle. Now, this is something a lot of us older people have figured out to do. The best way to save money is to earn more. Having a second part-time job or something else on the side is a great way. I guess people can sell their art on Etsy. I haven't really been on Etsy, but I guess you could do that too. And so a lot of people are doing Uber, Lyft, so they're driving part-time. If you have a crappy car, no, because they really want people with fancier cars. But having these other jobs on the side, great way to make some extra money. And what you have to do is that any extra money from that work goes directly into savings. So you live off of one, and then the extra stuff is just cream. They also recommend, according to this on CNBC, is open a Roth IRA or any other retirement account. Just do it. All right? They say Roth IRAs are our favorite retirement accounts because of one very important feature, that your contributions and interest earnings grow tax-free. And then at retirement, the withdrawals are 100% tax-free. Roth IRAs can do a lot more than an employer-sponsored 401k. So if you could open up a Roth IRA, that's pretty good. I don't think I have a Roth IRA yet. Again, we haven't had extra money. We're still barely getting over the recession. Cut us some slack. Then automate your bills. If you forget to pay your bills and you have crappy credit, okay, then just let your bank handle it. Now, for us older folk, it was hard to trust the bank. We're like, no. I don't want people doing automatic withdrawals. Watch it. If you see a withdrawal that doesn't make sense, call the bank and tell them to stop it. Most banks, if something doesn't look right, will stop it or will cover the difference. So let things be automatic, like cell phone, auto insurance, that kind of thing. And some of them will take money off your bill because now they don't have to spend money on mail. All right, and then subscriptions, okay? People have Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, plus Amazon has a dozen different subscriptions. We have too many subscriptions, a lot of us, so we need to cut down. They say Trim is a personal finance app. It's on the market. It lets you cancel your old prescriptions. Pretty cool. Spending alerts, we need that. They also recommend to avoid high-end grocery stores like Whole Foods or Andronico's. Even though Amazon bought Whole Foods and the price should go down, it could still be more expensive. And organic foods aren't necessarily, you know, healthier. All right, so we got to save money. We got to cut the fat, guys. Cut the fat. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, automation is taking another step towards replacing us doctors. And I'm not liking that, but this is supposed to be big news and everybody's happy about it, except us doctors. Apparently, prostate cancer can be diagnosed by new artificial intelligence system. And this could be very useful where there is a lack of trained pathologists. Now, pathologists are doctors and technicians who are trained in looking at your sample in the microscope and evaluating for cancer cells. We just have to look at it under the microscope. do some heavy-duty surveillance. Okay. Analysis of your cells. And now they've come up with a system, Chinese scientists and doctors, an artificial intelligence system, that can accurately diagnose and identify cancerous samples. They say it could streamline and eliminate variation or human error in cancer diagnosis, and will be particularly useful in areas where there is a lack of trained pathologists. So you notice how they say that. They go, you know what, this will be good for areas where we don't have enough, i.e., you know, so like, okay, well, it's only for areas that don't have enough. I could totally see them go, you know what, this is a hell of a lot cheaper than spending $150,000, $160,000, $200,000, $225,000 on a pathologist. And they say prostate cancer diagnosis is moving towards being automated in the future. Now, some of you are like, great, I don't want to bend over, and I don't want to get my prostate checked, use the scan, it doesn't work that way, we still have to get the sample. You're still getting the rectal exam, all right? So ask for the medical provider, please. So, prostate cancer is the most common male cancer, with more than 1 million new cases every year worldwide. However, please don't forget that the number one cancer killer of men is still lung. But prostate cancer is the most common male cancer. They confirm the diagnosis by a biopsy sample. Pathologist examines it. But this artificial intelligence learning system was presented at the European Association of Urology Congress in Copenhagen, Denmark, and has shown similar levels of accuracy to a human pathologist. The software can accurately classify the level of malignancy of the cancer, eliminating the variability which could creep into human diagnosis. So, for us to stage you, sometimes it depends on what we look at histologically, what we look at the cells. And maybe the same sort of intelligence can work for breast cancer, colon cancer, etc. But the research leader, Professor Hongqing Guo of Nanjing University, says this is not going to replace a human pathologist. We still need an experienced pathologist to take responsibility for the final diagnosis. I know they say that now, but when they want to save money later, there's going to be Obamacare 2.0. We're in trouble. They say it's going to help pathologists make better, faster diagnoses, as well as eliminating the day-to-day variation. Okay, here's my only problem with that. We get lazy. Okay, one thing we train medical students very vigorously is, just because your EKG machine gives you a diagnosis, so as a patient, you'll get an EKG, it'll print out, and these machines now offer a diagnosis. So I've seen some people be lazy and just go by the diagnosis on the EKG machine, and we're training students to cover it up, look at the EKG naked, like a virgin. Look at it and get your own grasp before you get biased by what the machine says. Because some of these EKGs come out saying normal sinus rhythm. And then I look at it and go, no. I see strain. I see some flattening of the lateral way. I'm a little nervous about this. I don't think it's 100% normal. And so one thing I worry about with the pathologist is they, not that the average pathologist would do this, but one thing I'm concerned about is the artificial intelligence can say, all right, you know, I don't see it, it looks good. So now the doctor goes in biased. A big problem in medicine is bias. This is why I've trained you guys extensively on what not to say to a doctor and what to say to a doctor. And if not, I'll give you guys more training on that. But you walk in and you say, I have the flu, which it looks like a lot of people have this flu season. So the doctor's thinking flu. He goes, all right, so if you got the flu, here's some flu medication. You go home, then you hear of people dying, and no, it wasn't the flu, it was something else. So don't go in and say you have the flu. Go in and say, I have horrible fevers that aren't going away, and they're coming every night, and this has been going on for weeks. Well, somebody coming in with fevers, right, for weeks, I'm going to think lymphoma. I'm not going to think flu. There's a boy that we're being told that unfortunately had a sinus infection that went to the brain and killed him. We're going to talk about that in a second. But anyway, so when it comes to artificial intelligence, I think it's going to help, because what we don't want is a pathologist giving you a false negative, saying, okay, you're good, and you're not. So maybe what we do is we have the pathologist do the read, then we hand it to the AI, see what they say, and have a third pathologist go in and go, okay, you know. So prostate cancer. Prostate cancer now kills more than breast cancer. It's pretty bad stuff. Develops slowly. Usually no people don't realize they have. And there's no signs or symptoms. And then people may have issues with urinating. Maybe they'll notice some blood in the urine. Or a doctor will do a nice friendly exam on you and go, whoa, something's wrong. Or you'll, like one of my patients in the ER, suffer from a fracture. Break his neck when the fall wasn't that bad, and we find out that prostate cancer had gone to the bones. So we want to find it early. Some of these prostate cancers will grow so slow that it'll outlive you, and it won't kill you. You'll die of something else, God forbid. But for some of them, if you are younger when it's diagnosed, it's aggressive. I like to get baseline PSAs when you're 40. That's not recommended. They recommend in some countries at age 50, and in some other countries, they go, don't even run the PSA. Yet many of us doctors were like, you know what? I want to get a baseline, and then if it rises more than 0.5 in a year, that's a rising PSA, prostate-specific antigen, and that could signal that something's going on. Now, a lot of things could make it rise. Infection could. Irritation, inflammation. But I like to get a baseline and watch it. If you get a blood test in 2 years, then if it went up more than 1 point. So what I noticed in my practice is people would have a PSA, and normal is under 4. So people would come in, and there'd be a new patient. I'm like, okay, has your PSA been done? They go, yeah, I'm good. I was told I was fine. And I would look at their labs, and they had a PSA of 3.5. Now, 3.5 is normal. It's under 4. But I'm like, wait a second. 3.5, what if it was 2 just 6 months prior? So I would rerun the PSA, and it would be 4.1. And a lot of times when a lab is normal, it's not in bold, so it won't stand out. So I would always specifically look at the PSA and go, look, you know, if it's under 1, you're good. Most doctors will say you're fine for a while. But if you're hovering around the 3s, I would watch it. I'd recheck it. And I'm not a urologist. That's just me. It's from, you know, a lot of the advice I've gotten from other urologists. So I would recheck it. And if it jumped 0.5 in 6 months, that's an issue. So I'd send to urology, let them biopsy. And unfortunately, we've caught a lot of prostate cancers that way. So artificial intelligence, yeah, it's nice. But make sure there's still humans involved, because that's what it takes. It takes our instinct. Just a lab saying it's normal, I would be like, wait a second. I just don't like the look of this. That's why you need humans. Speaking of which, look at this North Carolina mom. She fought off a coyote attacking her daughter. And you know how in New York there's been some rabid coyotes? So a lot of anxiety about aggressive coyotes, and a rabid animal be aggressive. So we found out that a coyote followed a young female to the door of her home and attacked her as she was trying to get home. The victim's mother was able to stop the coyote. Woohoo! Child did suffer minor injuries. Now is being watched for rabies exposure. I'm not sure if she was given the immunoglobulin. They could not find the coyote. The kid was only 9 years old. But boy, that mom, whew, don't mess with mama bear. Good for mama. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.